The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sabine Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk.
Hello, dear ones. Welcome to Angel Talk. Today, we are going to use angel oracle cards to talk to your angels. This is an exciting opportunity to hear what the angels need to tell you and to experience their breadth of magic and wisdom and ability, because the answers that I pull today, the wisdom that I share today, is for you and everybody else listening. How amazing is that? That no matter who you are or when you're listening to this episode, the information channeled today will make sense for you. You could listen to this 3 times, 5 times over the course of the next few years and hear the same information pulled, and yet it'll mean something different according to what you're going through. And the angels are choosing these cards today. All of your angels, it's like they're combining in this moment. The angels of whoever's going to listen to this podcast in 10 years, the angels of who's listening today, my angels, of course, as I channel, and they're together saying, oh, they need to know this, or this will be helpful. How amazing that they have the ability to look into the future and to sit with today and pull wisdom and love from these cards that will help you. So listen with the attitude of yes. The angels always want us to say, yes, we're willing. Listen with the attitude of wonder, self-love, and know that even though these cards will be pretty concise and have lots of information, this is an invitation for you to sit with them later and say, angels, what else do you want me to know? I encourage you to get a piece of paper out today so you can write down what these messages are. So when you go to your meditation later, you can remember what parts you thought, oh, there's more there, or I'm not sure what this means. This will be a good episode for you to take some notes. Today, I'm using an angel oracle card deck called Soul's Purpose. And this deck is created by James Van Praagh. I love this deck because it moves beautifully through my hands. The cards are nice and slick. I like that the cards have beautiful mandala-like artwork. So if I wanted to look at the artwork and interpret, I could look at the colors used. I could look at the shapes. I could do a little bit of channeling or research about the sacred geometry that I see in these designs. And then on each card, there's a very simple word and then a short message. So today, as I pull the cards, I'll be channeling what the angels have to say in addition to sharing what James Van Praagh channeled when he created this deck. When you pull cards for yourself, and I highly suggest that you do, most every oracle card deck comes with a book, and you can look up what each card means. As you grow your intuition, you will be able to sit with a card and look at it and just hear or think or feel what the angels are trying to tell you. Remember, we want to be very careful about how we expect to experience or communicate with our angels. If we say, well, this is what I hear from my angels, that's lovely, but don't you want more? It's not just hearing, it's not just seeing. We don't want to limit how our angels can engage with us. So as we pull cards, we're using our eyesight, but we're also using our mind's eye. We're using our intuition. We're using our thoughts. We're connecting with the angels in very unique and open ways. I would encourage you to get a deck of angel oracle cards. If you don't have one, you can certainly have more than one. I have about five or six that are my tried and true that I go to as I help people in session. If their angels ask me to pull cards, they always tell me what deck to use. So if you have a session with me and we use cards, that is a guarantee that whatever deck I used will be a match for you. With that said, if you want to reach out to me, you can go to my website, rachelcorpus.com, to book your session, or you can find me on Facebook at Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator. But let's get to it. Today, we are using a very special four-card pull. This is my favorite card pull because it allows the angels to tell me what they want to talk about. Often when we channel the angels, it's because we have something going on. We're asking them to validate or to give us more information. We're choosing the subject matter. This reverses that, and it gives the angels a chance to really show their personality and show or talk about what they notice in our lives. I find that to be fascinating and magical. So the first card is the subject matter. It's what the angels want to talk about. The second card will be whatever they feel is in the way, whatever is the block or the limitation. The third card is how they hope to help you. And the fourth card is a future card. What will this look like in 3 to 4 months? And we could continue pulling cards in 3 to 4 month increments after that if we wanted. Remember, as I pull these cards, the information is exactly for you and anybody else listening. What I'm doing right now is I'm just doing what I call a rough shuffle. I call it a rough shuffle because you'd never see this shuffle in Las Vegas. It's rough. I'm just moving the cards through my hand. And then I'm waiting for a certain card to pop up or fall out. And as one card, as I shuffle, if one is sticking up higher, that's the card I choose. If one pops out or two pop out, which is just what happened, I choose those cards. If I didn't use a rough shuffle, I could shuffle them first and then lay the cards out in maybe three rows. And just without overthinking it, I just pull some cards. I could also shuffle the deck and then divide the deck. Pull the card from the top, do it again until I have as many cards as I want. You can't do this wrong. As long as your heart is in the right place, you're not going to pick the wrong card. That's really almost impossible because you're using the law of attraction. So if you're putting out to the universe, I want to know what is for my best and highest good, that's the card you're going to pull back. If you're putting out to the universe, I want a card right now and I'm impatient and I'm mad and I don't believe this is really going to work, but I'm going to try it. Your answers might not be as correct as they could be. That's the only thing that could get in the way is us. So we want to go about this with the attitude of what is for my best and highest good, what is loving, what will help me grow. And then the other thing we're doing is we're allowing our angels to physically use our arms and our fingers. So you're letting their energy into your body, which it feels really good, actually. Let's do that for a second. Wherever you are, would you just kind of move your arms about, maybe like they're underwater? Move your hands and your arms in swirly kind of designs. And my cat is looking at me like I'm crazy. You can do it too, kitty. Move your arms around. And then as you move them, imagine that you have golden light moving through your hands. This is your angel's essence moving through you. Wonderful. So I've pulled four cards. They're talking so fast today. You can always tell when they're on a roll because I will stutter or my words will go funny for a second. And I've stopped pausing and re-recording because it happens a lot. But it's just the way it goes. I hope that's not really distracting, but I want you to know that's why it happens. They get so excited and my mouth can't keep up. All right. First card is the health card, H-E-A-L-T-H. This card is green, which tells us that we have Archangel Raphael here with us to help us. Raphael is our Archangel of Healing. And Raphael comes through with your angels to give you this message. The subject matter is your health. This is what the card says. Health. I will honor the physical vessel that enshrines my soul. Archangel Raphael is simply saying in this moment that we're doing a really great job talking about our soul layer, our spirit layer. But what holds all of that in is really important. It's our body. And if our body is not in good shape, we can't expect to grow our intuition. We can't expect to even feel spiritual if our body hurts. And have you found that to be true? If you're sitting down to meditate or to channel or to even just walk around and participate in your life with your angels, isn't it hard if you've got a headache or if your body aches? So paying attention to your health is very, very important. Archangel Raphael has also given me a quick reminder that our gut health is very, very important if we want to channel. Your healthy bacteria in your gut has to be on point or you will not channel the way you want to. So probiotics are key. Watching what you put in your body so you don't have too many chemicals that you're processing will be very important. Some quick fixes are pickles, sauerkraut. And now here, the next card is what seems to be in the way. And the card they pulled is the service card, S-E-R-V-I-C-E, service. I feel good when I can help others. Well, the reason why the angels are pulling this card is because they're saying that sometimes we are ignoring our body signals or our health out of service for other people. So maybe we have somebody in our house that really needs us, or it's our career expectations that we have about how we're supposed to care for other people. And we live into that so beautifully that we get off balance. The angels are saying that in order to really help people in the best way we can, we've got to make sure that we're paying attention to our needs as well. You are not supposed to be a sacrifice or a martyr in this lifetime. It's supposed to be in balance. So what you give out, you are supposed to receive back in a way that feels good to you. So our first card, subject matter is health. Second card is what gets in the way. And they're saying sometimes the way we serve others leaves us out of balance. The third card is how they hope to help us. And I pulled the surrender card. I release my need to control. If you're figuring this out, how do I help without throwing myself under the bus or ignoring my care? Call the angels in. Surrender some of that to them. You can simply say, angels, this is too much for me. I'm going to give it to you. Help me through this. Show me a better way to do it. And when you do surrender, you've got to allow that surrender to really happen. You can't say, I give this to you, and then really pull it back because you're still going to worry about it. What are the things that you can surrender that you don't really need? What are the things that you're actively doing that don't help, like worry or stress? Can you surrender that? Because it's not helping anyway. And then the final card, 3 to 4 months in the future, is the pride card. I love myself and I see myself in everyone. They're saying that if you really keep your health in mind, you keep it in balance, you surrender what you no longer need, you're going to have a different version of yourself. I'm going to say that again. I flubbed it. You're going to have a different version of yourself to fall in love with. You're going to have a version of yourself that is there for other people, but is also there for yourself. You won't feel like the sacrifice anymore. You won't feel as much resentment or fatigue. And they're saying you will see this in other people because you're also going to change the type of people that need you. If you change the way you help from a place of sacrificing into a place of being in balance, you're going to draw people to you that aren't as high need as possibly the people around you are right now. You're going to change the people that need you. People will always need you. It's who you are. It's who we are. We give care to each other. But if you're attracting people that are always high need and you feel out of balance, like you're always the giver and they're just taking, the angels are saying, if you're mindful of this, putting your health first, keeping how you help others in balance, and surrendering what you no longer need, you're going to change the people you draw to you. Wouldn't that be nice? We're going to do this one more time. Are you ready? Thank you, angels, for that beautiful card pull. We're going to do four cards again. First card is subject matter. Second card, what is in the way? Third card, how they're going to help you. Fourth card is a future card. Just going ahead and pulling those four cards. I'm doing it kind of fast, but you know what? I can do that because I have faith that I'll never pull the wrong cards. And that right here, I'm just sitting as the helper, as the conduit, as the liaison, ready to share their message. The first card I pulled is judgment. Judgment's not always bad. We'll see what they have to say here. I understand that everyone has their own unique path and challenges. So this card is about how we view the rest of the world with loving judgment. Yeah, you can have loving judgment. Judgment is simply looking at a situation and figuring it out. Where judgment feels sour is when we put added layers to that. We have the judgment kind of woven in with, I don't respect that, or I don't like that about you because it's different than me. Judgment can get a little bit sticky. The angels right here, this is a beautiful purple card. Purple is such a healing color. It's such a loving color, and it's the color of royalty. And when we see a royalty color, it means that it's a way to honor the divine in us, the eternal divine. Think of Jesus as that certain loving kind of royalty. You have that within you. So this judgment card is all about how you can see other people unique from you, but not less than. And vice versa, people will, how people see you. They want you to know that sometimes people, especially as you grow intuitively, they judge you. And that's really nothing to do with you. It's wherever they are in their journey. And as a people, we tend to default into, if it's different, it's bad. And this card is all about reversing that and seeing different as an opportunity, seeing different as a possibility, not as an end to a relationship or a conversation stopper. Okay, so that's the subject matter, judgment. They want me to read that again. I had four angels giving messages at the same time. So I'm sorry if that felt like word salad. I didn't mean for it to, but I'm trying to interpret what they say. So here I'm going to read the card again, okay? Judgment. I understand that everyone has their own unique path and challenges. Here's the card that gets in the way. Doubt. I release the need to know all the answers. Now remember, doubt came up in the last card pull as well, and I shuffled pretty well. So they say what gets in the middle of this or gets in the way of this is that when we're looking at other people, our hearts want to say, I love you. I see that you're different and I want to know that about you. And even sitting with people or knowing people that are different than us and inviting them into the conversation and saying, well, show me what you know, broaden my perspective. What gets in the way of that is doubt, where we think, oh, what will they think of me if I ask them? Or what will people think of me if I'm walking with this person who supports this other person? What will they think of me? The angels are saying that when we doubt the process, when we doubt who's been put in our path, not as a coincidence, but as a synchronicity, that everybody in our path is there on purpose, whether we are the teacher or they are the teacher, we are the healer or they are the healer, everybody's in our path on purpose. They ask you in this moment to put a real situation with this. So think about somebody in your life. Let's go back to the first card where there's a little bit of judgment. They are different than you, or you are different than them. I heard them say something about our intuitive ability. So maybe it has to do with how you're growing and how people accept that from you, or maybe how you're keeping that quiet. And the next card is the doubt card. This is what gets in the way. And they're saying, is it you? Are you in the way? Are you doubting the process? Don't. Everybody's in your path for a reason. They're taking me back to the most recent episode. This would be episode 7, where we talked about past lifetimes. Maybe those people are in your life because you have a contract from a past lifetime. Maybe you've known them and there's some healing to be done. Well, this next card is how they hope to help you. It's the self-esteem card. The angels are going to talk to you and about you with love and empowerment so that as you coexist with these people that might be stretching you a little bit, they're going to shower you with so much love that you're going to feel it yourself. They ask you to please pay attention to your internal monologue. How are you talking to yourself? They want to work through you. But if you're being judgmental and hateful toward yourself, that is a wall that they cannot break. They are showering you with love. This will be through other people. So accept confident compliments, accept help, accept hugs when we can, when it's safe. Maybe air hugs would be good. Blown kisses. Accept the love. This will help with your self-esteem. In 3 to 4 months, they say that what will be lifted is blame. You can accept responsibility for your well-being. But as you work on balancing all of this out, you will no longer take on what you feel you have to take on. You will no longer take on what somebody else's thoughts are or their burdens as your own. It'll just be you. So if we go back to the first card, part of that judgment card, sometimes when somebody judges us, we feel like we have to change in order to fit. The angels say, if you work on this process with them, if you let them in and you love yourself, by the end of this, in 3 to 4 months, you're going to release that blame that you have that tells you, oh, I have to change who I am, or I have to change how I show up or how I talk to fit what they expect of me. Not your problem. You show up as beautiful you with the right intention of being loving and honest, to share your wisdom, to be the student sometimes, sometimes to be the teacher. And let your angels fill in those gaps. So subject matter is judgment. What gets in the way? Doubt. How they're going to help? Your self-esteem. And what's going to release in 3 to 4 months is blame. I encourage you to get a deck of angel oracle cards that you love. If you're not really sure how to choose them, go for the artwork. If you love the artwork, that deck's probably going to work for you. Also look at the messages on there. If the messages seem like they're too abstract or they're too detailed, read a few sample messages to make sure that this is going to be a good match for how you channel. Remember, you can't do this wrong. Just pull the cards. If you want to learn more from me about this, go to my website, rachelcorpus.com. I have classes coming up on how to channel the angels through angel oracle cards. It'd be really fun to work with you. rachelcorpus.com. If you have not heard this today or recently, I'm going to tell you from me and your angels, we love you. I love you. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
If you're inspired by the teachings of Dr. Wayne Dyer, you will love the Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life podcast with Nadia De La Cruz.
You are a spiritual being having a human experience. My name is Nadia De La Cruz, and I started the Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life podcast to explore spiritual topics like manifestation and meditation with guests who share their own stories of insight, awakening, and transformation. Listen now on the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network or wherever you get your podcasts.